The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
I'm Natalie Morris, and this is The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Sunday saw round 7 of the Vitality Netball Super League, and as ever, there was lots more exciting netball on TV and online thanks to Sky. And over at thenetballshow.co.uk, Chloe has been taking a look at online viewing figures so far. Round 7 then. Thunder beat Dragons 69-33. Tanya Hoffman and Karen Gregg spoke to Sky's Hannah Wilkes after the game.
We spoke briefly before the match and you knew it was going to be a tough test, but there were some things you really wanted to make sure your players did out on court today in terms of shooting percentages, centre pass and protecting it. Did they do what you asked them to do?
First quarter was really good and we did hit those targets, and again it's having that consistency throughout the game. Obviously we'll look again at our centre pass to circle and shot, and I thought there were some good displays out there, but again we're lacking that consistency. So again, for next week we'll be asking of them to be consistent and let that ball go.
What can you do in training to improve that consistency? Because it's a word you use a lot this year.
Yep, it is, and unfortunately we don't hit that target. At training, actually, they look really good at training and they work really hard. You can't doubt the work ethic. Unfortunately, when we come up against those experienced teams, we don't keep to that, and that's something that we're just going to have to keep striving to do throughout the season.
We didn't see too many changes from you today. Is that a signal that you are kind of more set on your starting seven now and who your key players are?
We are, and it was an opportunity for players to dig it out. Last week we did a change going into that second quarter, but we felt that the girls actually need to learn from experience and need to know what it feels like to actually keep working through it for the next quarter rather than making changes.
Karen, that first quarter I'm guessing you weren't too thrilled with, but the final three, more to your liking?
Yeah, I think we just started a little bit slow and our intensity in defence definitely wasn't there. You know, we wanted to come out hard and, you know, put pressure on early, and we didn't quite do that in our defence line, so we just had to look to tighten it up and inject a bit of pace into the attack end as well, and then I think it was all guns firing from there.
Got all 12 players out on court today. I know as coaches you always love to be able to do that and be in a position to do that. Talk to me about some of that young talent we saw out on court, because they were looking really strong at both ends and in the midcourt.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's important when you make changes, you know why you're making changes. It's not just about giving people court time, it's looking at combinations that are purposeful. So for us, you know, getting Liz out there and to give her a solid three quarters, I thought she injected that pace that we needed into attack, and she's fearless on the feed, and that really helped Joyce as well. So and then obviously you look at Elia in the back at goalkeeper. She came on at half time and I thought she was phenomenal, you know, totally fearless, was, you know, putting that pressure on, and she was winning ball and forcing errors. So they're all doing a great job, you know, all five of those youngsters are doing themselves proud and throwing the hands up for selection.
Coming into this game, of course, you'd lost two games on the bounce against difficult opposition. I know you never get too far ahead of yourselves, but in terms of your season and momentum and confidence, how important was a win like this one and the character that the team showed on court?
After the training week that we had, I think it was key that we had that kind of win today, and, you know, to get people on court in purposeful combinations and to get them playing with that intensity and the belief that we can play like that. You know, ultimately, yes, we did have a tough weekend last weekend and we lost two games, but the year we won the title, we lost five. So, you know, we're not too downhearted. We know we had a bad week and we've looked to how we can put that right next time. So, we're a long way off, you know, semis and finals yet, and we've just got to make sure we're on the ball between now and then.
It was Mavs 39, Pulse 32. Player of the match went to Kadeen Corbin, and she spoke to Hannah after their win.
Kadeen, that was a battle out there, wasn't it? They had you under the cosh, but a win's a win.
Yeah, a win's a win. We needed that 3 points just to get us in a good stead going forward. But yeah, we kind of let it slip in the third quarter. They beat us in that quarter, and it's not good enough from us from beating them in the second quarter. So we just need to learn how to, you know, take care of our own ball.
I did see, watching you when you were in the goal shooting position, some real frustration from you out on court. How is that partnership developing with Ina Marie Benter, and also the switch to goal attack? You looked a little more comfortable feeding her that ball.
Yeah, you know, look, our partnership is coming. It's developing. It's very new. And each game that we play, each training that we're doing, we just keep talking and having that communication. So, yeah, it's coming. But, yeah, I get a little frustrated because I can see where we can get ball, and, you know, it's just, I want to have the ball in my hand all the time, but, you know, we won at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's the frustrating thing about being at the end of the court, isn't it? Well, look, you are the Lucozade Player of the Match. Pick up that trophy and goodie bag
thank
as well.
You.
Looks like that's full of things for you
thank
to enjoy.
Lucozade.
Well played. Thank you, Kadeem.
Thanks.
I'll switch you out for your head coach. Kat Ratnapala is standing by. Kat, as I just said to Kadeem, that was a tough one. They put it to you. And really a defensive game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really defensive. So it was tough out there, but what to expect, I guess, after our first encounter on court and first and second after that weekend, it's been nothing but. So, was really excited to get the squad out there, put out a better performance and one that we could be proud of. And there was definitely more patches in that we can be proud of. As always, you're still looking for improvements, but we'll keep on building.
There were some seriously strong passages off play from both sides, Poles not letting up at all and really pushing it through. In terms of character and that resilience to keep on fighting and find a way through, you must be pretty pleased with what you saw.
Oh, absolutely. After last week's game, absolutely. Sirens showed a really good effort for themselves and came out fighting that last quarter. And we definitely didn't want to have the same result coming into that final quarter today and walking away. It wasn't a good feeling for everyone. So we've had a long, hard look at ourselves this week, ourselves included. And we pushed on. So, yeah, pleased to get those 3 points.
You, at the beginning of the season, didn't have your full-strength squad available, as Kadeem just sort of alluded to it as well. Her and Innie Maria really starting to just get together and feel that partnership. Do you feel that you're starting to see a little bit of what this team can do and maybe a couple of games behind some of the other sort of top four teams?
Yeah, absolutely. And the squad is gelling. We've had some really interesting conversations, even on the bus. We're trying to use that driver yes. now to our advantage. And even that connection piece is massive. Obviously, with COVID and the girls aren't living together, they can't socialise together. It's difficult to find that. Everyone's sick of tired of Zoom. So so it's really important that they do try and connect as much as we can off the court as well as on the court. And we're starting to see that now, which is really exciting.
Good just to hear you're making good use of all that time on the team bus. Enjoy the win. Congrats, Kat.
Thank you so much.
Sam, there were some great passages of play from both teams in there. We saw real glimpses of the Pole side from last year, but just that sort of second quarter really is what cost you there.
Yeah, we allowed them to get a run of five, I think, in that second quarter. So that was a bit frustrating. We recovered well. I think the frustration is really, we talked about being disciplined, and when we're winning ball, we're not then punishing the opposition when we win ball. We know we're a side that can win ball, but then it's still that little bit of inexperience in terms of how to capitalise on that possession. And at key moments, I felt that we didn't keep possession when we needed to.
Lindsay Keeble looked to bring on some sort of level-headedness and some calmness in the latter stages of that game. How crucial was that in ensuring this didn't run away from you too much?
Oh, I thought she was outstanding. And she has been unwell this week. And to come on and really played brilliantly. I thought she did really well. Her leadership in this group is amazing, and she had to come off through feeling unwell, but actually she's just such a real stalwart for us. She brings great experience, and the other defenders playing around her will learn from that, and I thought she did exceptionally well today.
Do you feel you're starting to get back to where you were last season, see more of that team?
Yeah, I think so, and I think the difference is that we're frustrated because we know we've got more to come. I think next week presents a really good opportunity for us to show that. We will look back at this and be kicking ourselves in terms of our own discipline, but there are good passages of play there, and we need to extend those and trust those processes a little bit more.
Storm were beaten by 20 as it finished Storm 30, Bath 50. Player of the match went to Team Bath's Sophie Drakeford-Lewis.
Well, Sophie Drakeford-Lewis, you're making a little bit of a habit of these Player of the Match performances. You just had a huge cheer from your teammates as they walked towards the bench. That was a shift today, wasn't it? Did you enjoy yourself out there?
Yeah, it definitely was a shift. And yeah, we definitely were having a lot of fun out there. That's something that we really want to bring to the season, because it is a really tough one. And so we just want to go out there and enjoy it.
It looked like you were having a good time out there. The players on the bench watching were very much enjoying themselves. Surrey bought it to you, didn't they? They didn't make it easy for you.
No, absolutely. Like, we know Storm always bring it to us. We always have real battles with them. And yeah, they definitely brought it, but we were really pleased with how we took it away in that third quarter, and we pushed on.
Anna once again got all of you out on court. You, apart from a brief interlude we had to go off for, yeah. For a quick tidy up, stayed out on court. I mean, it seems as though no matter who's on court at the moment, there's no drop off in intensity. Do you feel that?
Well, definitely. Like, we pride ourselves in the strength that we have in our squad across all 12 and all 15, and all 15 are here with us today cheering us on. So, yeah, we really are proud of the growth that we've made so that we can make those changes. And, yeah, it's really going to be beneficial come the end of the season.
Well, Sophie, it was a great performance from you and the whole team once again. Great to watch you doing your thing under that net. Take that medal with pride. Congratulations, you are the Surrey Sports Park Player of the Match.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anna Stembridge and Mickey Austin also spoke to Hannah Wilkes from Sky Sports.
Anna, you said to me when we spoke briefly but before the match that you were hoping to get all your players out on court if the opportunity presented itself and if you were in the right position in terms of how the match was going. So I'm guessing you're fairly happy with that performance. No?
Fairly happy. No, I do think it's important that we made changes, but positive changes. Ultimately, when you've got a double header, you need to make sure you are saving some legs, but then also being respectful to the opposition that's ahead of you.
Surrey did bring it to you, especially in that first quarter. It was really tight. Defensively, though, once again, you just find a way through.
Again, we knew the game against Storm. It's always a close one against them, and credit to them in terms of the way they came out. And I actually think in the second quarter, they caused us more headaches than the first. So, it was just about ensuring, were we sticking to game plan? What other ways could we play when they particularly dropped the two defenders in the circle? How we actually needed to play around it as opposed to cross court? I think we fell short a couple of times on that. But, yeah, it was a good game and glad to get the win and build in terms of scoreline.
Still unbeaten. Go again against the Siren side tomorrow, who are growing in confidence and performance out on court. Any danger that now you've got this unbeaten target on your back, there's going to be more danger ahead?
I think we have to embrace it and actually see it as just an opportunity. And we are definitely approaching every game, you know, one at a time. And Sirens are going to be a tough opposition. It'd be good to see how they fare against Wasps tonight. They are definitely building in confidence, so we are not underestimating them.
Well, enjoy the win. Rest and recover well, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Thanks very much, Anna. We'll bring in Mickey Austin, who is catching her breath, a woman of so many hats when it comes to these match days. Mickey, going into this, you knew it was going to be a difficult contest, but are you pleased with how your team performed and did they do what you wanted them to do on court?
For patches of the game, yeah, absolutely. I was really proud and impressed with the start. I was really proud and impressed with the want and desire to get back into the game in the second quarter and bits of the third. It's just that ever elusive consistency for us. But look, make no qualms about it. Barker are a classy side. They're unbeaten for a reason. And at times, it was really nice just to watch their fluidity of play. And I think we can learn a lot from a team that are as established as Bath are. So, definitely the better team won on the day. But there was definitely some really, really positive patches that we can take away from that game.
You found a way through that awesome defensive end of Ebenezer Brown and Layla Guscoff at times as well, which a lot of people have struggled.
Yeah, 100%. But look, you know, they might be a really decent side, but so are we. And we have some unbelievable calibre of players on our team. You know, Yasmin Parsons, Karen Bailey, just to name a few. And they, on their day, can beat anybody one-on-one. And I was really proud and impressed of the way that structurally we broke those guys down, both in attack and defence. They had to make some changes. And that's credit to the work that we did. Unfortunately, they just had a second gear to go to and we didn't. And that's the nature of the beast sometimes.
Sirens drew against Wasps as it finished 32 apiece in one of our favourite games of the season so far. Prince's Square player of the match went to Sirens' Emily Nicol.
We knew we had that one. We're incredibly proud. We've never come close to us before. So we really felt like today it was our opportunity. But I think that's a real credit to our mental strength to show that we can come back and fight back. And, you know, we're only at the start of the season. There's so much for us to come. So we're proud, but we could have taken the win.
When a game is that close as well, it is the tiniest of margins, the tiniest of errors, particularly late on in a game when you're tired. So huge lessons to be learned and huge positives to take, like you say, from a draw. Your second one in a row.
Yeah, I know that we're a young squad, so every game really is a learning opportunity for us. So this is only just one step on our future. So we're proud, but there's so much more that we can do.
Go again tomorrow against Team Bath. Yeah. After that performance against a side like Wasps, you must be kind of, I know it's soon, you've only just finished that game, but looking forward to what you might be able to do out here on court.
Yeah, I mean, we love playing against Bath. We always match up really well against them. So we're going to take every opportunity that we get. We're going to try different combinations and just give it everything, and you never know. Any side can be beaten on any day.
Well, recover well. We look forward to watching you guys again tomorrow. That was a great performance, really entertaining to watch. And you are our player of the match. Take that medal and certificate as well.
Oh, thank you so
much. As you go. Very well played.
Perfect, thank you.
Emily, thank you so much. We'll bring in Mel Mansfield, who's waiting patiently. Well, Mel, they put you through it, didn't they?
I think they like to put me through these kind of close games, give my heart a little check over.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I guess you suppose maybe got away with that one a little bit with just how close it was, like we talked about before the match, actually. You've had some really close games, fine margins, and to get a point out of it must feel like a bit of a victory.
Yeah, it kind of does, really. I mean, we just got a bit lucky in that last quarter, to be honest with you. You know, I'm careful what I say because I need to have a little measured approach, and I'd quite like to look at it again in terms of our stats. But I mean, I think our error rate was a world record today. It's just not good enough. I mean, we won plenty, we turned so much over, we just weren't getting them to shot, and it was kind of the same process the whole way through. We had the same problem the whole way through the game, so that needs addressing. We've improved on that in the last few weeks, but you know, we came here today knowing it'd be really hard to win anything against Sirens. We actually proved that we'd won enough, and actually the attack let us down today, and that's all seven attacking let us down. So I've got to have a little shout out for Joe's for that last tip at the end, and then, you know, saved us at two down, really. So look, we got a point out of it. It wasn't pretty. We get a week to go again, and we'll put some things right for next Sunday.
Yeah, that defensive end really did put in a shift today. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Mel, thanks so much. We'll bring in Karen Atkinson, the Strathclyde Sirens head coach. I mean, Karen, after a game like that and ending the way it did, it's hard to know what to say, but what's your sort of overall assessment? If you just step in a little bit towards the microphone for me.
Sure. I'm probably mostly frustrated because we should have won that. I think we were in control for large periods of the game. I think just a bit of naivety in the end in terms of trying to play possession without attacking towards the goal. But, you know, I've got to be... I'm so proud of their fight, their determination, their spirit, just how... Defensively, I thought we were excellent. I thought we were just so structured, and what we were trying to achieve and balls we were trying to force them to pass, they did. And in attack, for large periods of time, we really just worked hard to figure out how to get through their defensive unit and made it difficult for them because we were mixing it up in terms of playing patient and then getting some good driving ball. But we've still got to be able to see Emma Barry that little bit better, and so that it's not too predictable in terms of just always waiting for the goal attack to sweep through the front, because she is there. But I think as soon as the doubt creeps in, then you start to not give it. So lots of different emotions, but mostly just disappointed for the girls because I thought they deserved to finish that off in the end.
It was such a defensive game. You go again tomorrow, and again, Emma Barry or the shooting circuit select is going to have their work cut out against whoever Team Bath put out on court. Mm. What will you look at overnight to prepare very quickly for what's going to be a very tough game again tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really pleased at how the attacking end have stepped up from last week, and some of the stuff we tried to do in training this week, they're really thinking about and they're implementing it, and they're very young and inexperienced, so they're going to grow every single time they play. And so I think, you know, just a little bit more about that placement into the circle and the delivery and how we open it up even more and the options we choose.
Hi, this is Shani Layton and you're listening to The Netball Show.
On Monday night, it was Bath 47, Sirens 36, and player of the match went to Serena Guthrie after an impressive and athletic display.
There are no easy games. I know that some of the scorelines that we've had might look, you know, a little bit big, but it's just been really good patches of play that we've managed to get against teams. And today in particular, we didn't get as many long patches as maybe we used to and have had. So they're a fantastic side, always have been. And to be fair, I expect nothing less when you've got Kaz and T back up there now. So it's a great challenge. We knew it was going to be hard, especially with our being our second game, and super proud of the team performance.
Team Bath are top of the Super League table now, which must feel pretty good. And tests like this, when the games are so competitive, must give you more confidence that you've got that fighting spirit. You didn't get a break today.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I think, we're top, but oh my God, have we got a long way to go in this competition. And, we're not getting carried away. Yes, it's nice to be top, but, you know, we want to be in the final. We don't want to be top just now. We also want to be in the final. So, you know, we're staying very grounded, and there's a long way to go, not just for us, but all the other teams. So I think round two is going to be really interesting. We've had a great start, and it's credit to, you know, the staff and the team and the girls putting in the effort. But it's what it is for now. Just back to training, I think, next weekend. Another big weekend coming up.
Absolutely. Well, it was a great one to watch. Very well played. You are the Renjen player of the match. Make sure you grab that medal.
Thank you.
Put it around your neck and enjoy that win. Thanks, Serena.
Thanks very much.
Anna, talking to Serena, you know, a hard-fought win,
yeah.
a good win, a convincing win in the end, but they kept it tight, didn't they?
Didn't they, Jess? But to be honest, we expected that. Sirens have played some brilliant netball, and like I said at the start, you know, they're coached by Kaz, they had great structure, and yeah, they caused us headaches at times, but I really felt like the team brought it. I think it's really tough in terms of, you know, back-to-back games, but that's what this competition is about. We loved it. Great opportunity and a brilliant game, and credit to Sirens.
A couple of those quarters as well, there was only one goal in it. They had you within three in that third quarter, and you pushed on to extend that lead out, as we know this team Bath side can do so well. What character does that show you this team have got?
I just think you've got to show a bit of grit. You know, we knew how good Sirens could be. We've seen in terms of how close, you know, they literally played to the last second. So we knew we had to bring it today. And yeah, just really pleased. But again, like I said, credit to Sirens. What a game it was today.
It certainly was. We very much enjoyed watching it.
Thank you, Anna.
Karen, if you look back at the two games you've had yesterday, that draw against Wasps, and taking it to Bath today and holding them under 50 goals, which is always an achievement, how will you look at this weekend overall?
Yeah, I think I'm just really pleased and proud of what they're putting out there. You know, a lot of the things we're talking about and that we want to implement, they just try and do it. There's no excuses. There's no, you know, they take ownership for errors and things that they need to do better. And yeah, I think just on the whole, just pleased. It's a very, very inexperienced group at this level, and they're just stepping up.
On that inexperience, we saw Emma Barry struggling against that very experienced defensive end of Avenue Sorrow Brown and Layla Guska. How do you manage a young player's development like that when she's, you know, obviously needs to be put up against it, but you don't want to knock her confidence too much?
Yeah, it's just about being realistic with her and nice and honest and empathetic as well, because, you know, we knew it would be physical. And she just has to keep learning to take that. So we just talk every quarter about what could she do differently this quarter, where is she positioning herself. And it was really pleasing today, because we asked the feeders to just be a bit braver in terms of their release. And I think after the first quarter, from the second quarter onwards, they were just turning and having a look at her, which is great.
It was so competitive all the way through to the late stages of that third quarter. Where did it get away from you, do you think?
No, I think I think we have to pay a lot of respect to them. There's just quality throughout that side, and I think it would have been a massive achievement if we'd have been able to overturn them, but it would have been nice to maybe keep the margin a little bit tighter. But I think, you know, they've got just all sorts of options in their attacking end. It's very creative. Our defenders did an amazing job, but every now and then they're going to just pop through, because they're so skillful and quick, and the decision making so quick.
And it was Rhinos 42, Stars 38, with player of the match going to Rhinos Rhea Dixon.
Rhea Dixon, what a game. We've been spoilt really this weekend with the standard of games in the Super League. Your thoughts on that one going right to the wire?
Yeah, I mean, that was tough. I think we really pushed on. We didn't push on when we needed to. There are a few loose ones that we could have really taken it and changed the game, but really pleased with the win. Yeah.
Those last couple of quarters were incredibly tight. There was a sense it could go either way, or we could have yet another draw. What do you think was the difference maker for Rhinos in getting that win?
I think holding on with the physicality and intensity. I think we really could have let it slip at points, but I think we gritted our teeth and really made sure we secured when it mattered.
Dan Ryan spoke of the need to sort of back up the win from last week when he saw the team he wanted to see and perform well and show what you can do. Do you think you achieved that?
I think there's room for improvement still. There are a few moments where we got some really good turnover and we just need to work on securing that, yeah.
Well, Rhea, it was great to watch. Well played. Enjoy the win. You are the Age Partnership player of the match, so make sure you pick up that medal and wear it with pride.
Can I just say hello to Britt, who's recovering from her surgery? We love you.
Definitely can. Hello, Britt.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rhea. 3 points on the board.
Yeah, look, that was a really tough contest, and I think that game in that last quarter could have gone either way. So really proud of my girls to be able to hang on and get the job done in the end. It certainly wasn't pretty, and it was a tough contest, and both teams played well at times, and we're just really thankful we got the 3 points in the end.
the stars were forcing you into errors, making you work to get that ball through court. What was the key here, really, for you?
Well, I think Stars were really consistent from start to finish in terms of not going anywhere away from the contest. They were tenacious and really never let us get comfortable at any time. Even when we got out by 5 goals, it still felt like it was a lot closer than that. So I think for us in that last quarter, you know, we got a little bit uneasy at times, but, you know, Rhea Dixon, as an example, really did steady the ship at crucial moments. And sometimes that's all you need, one player to step up to settle the players around them. And I thought she did a great job. But, yeah, really happy to secure that win in the end.
For a team that is new to the Super League, how proud are you when you see performances like that as to where you've come from and what you can go on to do?
Yeah, well, we're kind of in a different phase now with where we're coming together as a team. The first 5 or so rounds are around seeing what we can do and where we're at. And we had to make a shift against Sirens to start expecting a bit more of ourselves and each other. So we did identify today as a must-win game for us. And learning how to win is very important, but learning how to win back-to-back matches is even more important. So I guess we'd probably describe that one as a bit of an ugly win at times, but you need to be able to do that in this competition. So we'll take the 3 points, but look forward to better performances to come.
It doesn't have to be pretty, does it?
It does not.
Well played.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
He makes me laugh, Tom. It doesn't have to be pretty. You take the ugly wins, you take the 3 points. Sometimes you just got to grind it out.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're seeing that a lot throughout the...
Sierra, so powerful at centre, but having to kind of move around. But Scholes coming on in the last game, giving people more opportunities to test it out. But they're not looking as sharp or as clinical as a Thunder side that we've seen from past.
There's so much to talk about. So many great storylines in the Netball Super League at the moment. Turning our attention back to Seven Stars, a defeat tonight to Leeds Rhinos. The scoreline, if you're just tuning in, 42-38. Let's now hear from the Seven Stars head coach speaking to Hannah.
Well, Melissa, when it's a minute to go and only 2 goals in it, you're forcing errors, you're really taking it to them. I imagine a bit of disappointment not to quite get the win, but overall, a good performance.
No, there wasn't a good performance at all. That was terrible. You know, like, we gave that game to them. We had so many times where we could have taken that game forward and we didn't. And crucial and critical moments, and I've been saying this from day one, we just cannot push forward. And, you know, they'll have to... They're going to have to travel home tonight and they're going to take that loss. And I hope they feel it, because they have to. And the only way you can feel it from a loss when you give, you know, like when you give stuff away that is so crucial. There were critical times when we should have taken that game and we could have gone ahead. I'm not saying that we're going to win that game easily. But, you know, like we've got to stop doing this and giving teams, you know, just bowing down. It's not good enough.
Is it frustrating for you from a coaching perspective when you're, you know, you get to 5 goals down, you bring it back to within 2 and you can't be consistently in touch and let them back in?
Yeah, well, we shouldn't have been 5 goals down to begin with. Yeah, frustrating. It's just so disheartening, you know, like, I don't know what it is. I don't know. And I'll just have to go back again, because that's our job as a coach to, you know, regroup and... but yeah, I'm sick and tired of giving teams just, you know, we're just throwing too many goals away. You know, like, too many turnovers. So they'll have to look at that themselves. I'll get them to watch it back on the bus and we'll see what happens.
Thanks again to Sky, who are showing every single game live on TV and via their YouTube channel. We are the only UK-based netball podcast with their permission to use their interviews, so we thank them for that. And a big thank you to all of you for listening, and thank you for your continued support. You can find us on Twitter at The Netball Show. Thank you for listening.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.